The woods are dark. The water is stagnant. The night is warm and sticky. That telltale whine, something small and deadly is hunting you. It's closing in, wobbling toward you in goofy spirals. The noise crescendos. It's landing on your skin, your cheek. Your assassin scuttles up the side of your face onto your earlobe. Its proboscis unsheathes and points into your ear like a megaphone. And it plays this song.
Monster Crazy.
Monster right. Crazy.
Monster Crazy, what's up? That's right, surprise double feature. Skeeter double feature today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mosquito. It's mosquito madness on Monster Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Episode 27, to be exact. And to be exact, I'm Mosquito Cameron.
Uh-huh. And I'm Larva of Mosquito Kai.
Yeah, you're just a larva still.
I have a drill for a face.
Yeah, you a drill.
They kind of have a drill for a face.
I read they have brushes. So, actually, scientifically, I think you're completely wrong.
Yeah, all right. Actually,
but hey, it's called Monster Crazy, not Science Crazy. And it's okay
true.
In my book for a mosquito larva to have a Rhydon-style drill on its face.
Wait a minute. Do they not have a drill on their tail, maybe?
I don't think they have a drill anywhere.
Fuck.
I don't think.
So
I mean, at
stupid.
Least I didn't see one when I was reading about them.
Okay.
But they look cool, though. I would believe it if they did. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some type that had a drill.
Before we talk about the specific monsters from the two movies that we watched for this, I actually, last summer, caught a bunch of mosquito larvae in a tub from my backyard and kept them in a little thing to look at, and I wanted them to turn into mosquitoes, and then they died.
Oh, so you're kind of like a serial killer psychopath.
I guess so. I don't really care much.
To on air.
I don't really care much about the life of a mosquito, but I did want them to. I wanted to see like the cycle of them going from a, you know,
yeah,
because that's always cool. But my roommates
that
didn't like
cool.
it. I threatened to let the mosquitoes out in their bedrooms.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Skeeter double feature today. We're talking about the movie Mosquito. Well,
yeah,
this double feature because I'm really excited about this title. Today, you're listening to episode 27, Skeeter Double Feature, The Mosquitoes from Mosquito and The Mosquito Man / Mansquito from Mosquito Man / Mansquito.
Yep. That's awesome. That's probably the best title we've had on the show so far.
Definitely. I feel like it's pretty much impossible to top also. I'm not sure that there is a possible title that's better than that.
I don't think so. And also, yeah. Another thing is, like, we have pretty literal titles, and that one is still literal while getting to be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, it's what you'd call this episode. I mean, that mm-hmm. is just nothing fancy there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
let's talk about
maybe,
Mosquito before Mosquito Man, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. All right, so... Mosquito, also known as Blood Fever or Night Swarm, is the first half of our Skeeter double feature today. It's a 1995 science fiction horror movie directed by Gary Jones, who also directed such household names movies as Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan, Crocodile 2, Death Swamp, and Planet Raptor. With a budget of only $200,000, Mosquito still manages to throw in some exciting special effects, mainly to depict the main attraction of the movie, the giant-ass mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Which is what our first monster is, the mosquitoes from Mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say, I know, well, we usually start with visual description.
There's not much to do here.
They are big mosquitoes.
It's like if you take, there's one, I guess it isn't completely visual, but it's still a description of their aesthetic. They scream.
Yeah.
And their screams are the only thing that I think make their design cool and unique. They scream like men.
They like scream and shriek. Yeah.
Yeah.
They look pretty. I mean, I wouldn't say they, I'm sure like a scientist would look at the models of the mosquitoes in this and be like, these are not biologically accurate or whatever, but they're not like innovating either. Like they basically look like mosquitoes.
A scientist would look at it and they would probably laugh.
They'd probably scream in fear and go,
yeah.
But as a scientist, I know a mosquito is the deadliest animal in the world and a giant one is causing me fear, they would probably say.
Wow. Are they the deadliest animal in the world?
They are. Well, yeah. I mean, hey, we'll get to it, but mosquitoes kill more people than any other animal per year.
Shit. Wow.
700,000 people a year.
Damn.
Yeah, I always remember, I feel like maybe it's not universal. What feels to me like a universal experience is watching a TV show or reading a National Geographic or something about the top 10 deadliest animals and being like, oh, fuck yeah. Shark? Sick. Okay, tiger? Tight. All right, mm-hmm. Lion? Awesome. And then getting number one, it's a mosquito and be like, oh, fuck you. Like, do one without that. Just, mosquito doesn't count. Do a cool animal.
It's the virus in the mosquito. It's, you know, it gets you sick. That's not the same as like, yeah. Well, anyways. The mosquitoes from Mosquito, though, I guess they're huge. They're actually, if you think about how much bigger they are than a mosquito, they are bigger by a factor of an insane amount. I was thinking
they are huge. Yeah,
yeah, they're like they're about the size of a guy. Like each one's like like man sized. I think.
Yeah, I think they vary slightly. I feel like the biggest ones we see are guy sized. I think there's some that are slightly smaller than that. But they get really big, which is, I think, illustrated perfectly by a line from the movie that someone says, which is when they're talking about giant mosquitoes, someone says, not giant mosquitoes, giant mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, totally. That was the guy who was like the perv at the beginning, right?
I don't even remember. It's been maybe over a week since I've watched this movie at this point, and it has almost completely left my brain. It's not a great movie.
It's a bad movie. I watched it on the flight back from camping, actually, where I encountered few mosquitoes. But yeah, no, it's not a very good movie. The reason that the mosquitoes are huge in this movie are that in the very opening scene of the movie, an alien ship crash lands into it. Also, it's pretty cool. But
I think this is my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah. An alien ship crash lands onto Earth. You don't see the alien, but it crash lands, and then like the alien's dead hand is sticking out of the like emergency hatch, and mosquitoes suck the blood out of it. And if you think about the difference in size, I was thinking about this. The reason I realized like how big these mosquitoes are for how big mosquitoes are is if I was like, what if like a person found that and decided to eat the alien? They would get way too big, because the difference in size between a mosquito and this and like basically a man, which is, it would be the size of a man going to what they would turn into if they drank the
alien blood, which mm-hmm. a little inside monster knowledge on the alien hand, it's like a three-fingered sucker fingered hand that comes out of, that's like kind of dangling out of this UFO the alien's dead, and that hand is in fact a reference to the Martians from the War of the Worlds movie from the 50s. They have the exact same arms and hands. Yeah. So kind of a little monster reference for monster heads.
There's a couple others of those in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, just the premise to me of basically of a spaceship crashing in a swamp, mosquitoes drinking the blood of that alien and becoming radioactive and giant. I mean, that is like, to me, that is an incredible premise. I really, really love that explanation for the mosquitoes.
That's a great, you can definitely, I like the explanation, but they definitely came up with the idea of giant mosquitoes first and then penciled in how we got there second.
Yeah. I have to, something about like, there's the alien doesn't factor it into it or matter at all is like very cool to me. Like I like that a lot, that it's like, it's incidental.
Totally.
Yeah.
And they also never find the alien.
Yeah. Yeah. They never really, it just is shown in the prologue, and the people just don't really know what's going on.
Totally.
Yeah. Another visual description part of the mosquitoes in this movie that's also kind of an ability is their proboscis, which I've learned is actually pronounced proboscis, but I will never ever say it like that. You can't mm-hmm. make me. Not gonna happen.
I could make you if I wanted to, but I'm
you peaceful. Couldn't make me.
I could, but I'm just not going to.
So the proboscises of the mosquitoes in this movie, they like unsheathe, you know, they like come out of the sheath and they drip green slime, which is really nasty looking.
And radioactive-y.
Yeah, and you can see the blood coming up it when they drink the blood. It's like transparent. You can see the blood come up. And they like they suck the fuck out of some people that they suck.
They do. They mummify people.
Yeah, they're just all the moisture in there, but they just turn like purple and dried out. And at one point, they even suck a guy so hard his eyeballs explode, which is really sick.
Yeah, and also he was a character that, you know, was written in to be really brutally killed. He was just like, he was basically like a Sawyer brother from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He was just like, you know, a crazy, violent hit guy. So you knew he was going to die bad, and he did.
Yeah. And then also the bodies that the mosquitoes suck from become radioactive, which I think is a fun little reference to how, you know, like how, I mean, not really a reference, I guess, but that's how mosquitoes work in real life, is that the mosquitoes suck up your blood and their saliva also goes into you and they kind of leave stuff in you. So that's kind of like, you know, the past thing they sucked is also going into the people that they're sucking from and making them radioactive.
Totally.
So there's something there. I don't know. But yeah, you know, the mosquitoes in this movie, they really are just kind of big radioactive mosquitoes. Oh, you know what? One the cool thing that they do in the movie that I wrote down is there's this scene where the mosquitoes are like coming into an RV, and a mosquito uses like its proboscis to like saw through the roof of the RV, which I thought was cool. Just like a Tom and Jerry circle, it's sawing out to come in.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was very fun. I feel like, and what I liked about, and there's the scene where, you know, they're trying to get the mosquito out of the RV and the RV like crashes or whatever. And there's also a scene where they're all holed up in a house and the mosquitoes are all trying to get in the house or whatever. And I like that, you know, I don't think it's pulled off that well, but I like that basically, you know, the real life experience of a mosquito is, oh my God, there's a mosquito in the car. Oh my God, I need to kill it. Where did it go? And also, that's also the same, like, oh my God, there's a mosquito outside the house, just trying to get in the house. I don't want to let it in. And I like that, that's what, as a normal person who doesn't live in a world with radioactive aliens, that is how I experience mosquitoes. And it's fun to just have the radioactive mosquitoes be this basically the same thing of like, oh, there's a mosquito in the car and I'm freaking out about it. But it's
the stakes
giant.
Are higher.
Yeah. I think that's a fun way to take it.
Yeah.
And then another ability is the weakness of the mosquitoes, which is that they hate fire.
Yeah, which is the weakness of any bug in any movie.
Yeah, I would say it's the weakness of anything flammable.
Yeah,
but they, at one point they set a mosquito on fire with the stove, and I love anything that has a puppet that they set a puppet on fire, or they like, dude, they did destroy a puppet in some way is really, I love. And just seeing a flaming puppet is cool.
Yeah, totally. Also, there was some good mosquito splatters in the movie.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have a cool fun fact about some of the mosquito splatters.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So the movie opens after this like alien thing. This couple hits a giant mosquito with their car, and it like destroys their radiator in their car. And which is a whole thing. They're like, we were talking about it before we were recording or yesterday or something, like. The guy being like, the woman being like, look, we hit a giant mosquito. And the guy being like, that's not a mosquito. It's like a bird or something. And it's like right in front of them. And it's a giant mosquito.
It was just, no. And then they went in to get their car fixed. And she was like, we hit a giant bug. And the you know, storekeeper was like, a bug destroyed your radiator. And the guy was just like, it weren't a bug. It had to be something else. And it was just like, it was a giant bug. Like there's no way around that.
Yeah. But so the fun fact of that is that splatter, when they hit the mosquito with the car, the way that they created that splatter was they took all of the film crew's leftovers from lunch and they put it inside the mosquito puppet and then they splatted that. And that, so all that stuff, the like quote unquote internal organs and fluids is just their lunch leftovers.
That's really funny. And also that's, I love little tidbits where, like, people get creative to create, like, I think in the Sarlacc Pit episode, some of the noises were by recording, like, they fed everyone a bunch of pizza and then recorded their tummies. That's, That's kind of like that. Like, I love that kind of stuff.
Lunch is a very important part of creating a gross monster, is totally. I think what the conclusion we can draw from this. Yeah, but speaking of puppets, too, another cool thing about this movie, which, you know, I don't want to keep ragging on it, but there really is, there's the cool things are very sparse here. But one cool thing that I did think was nice was that the mosquitoes are portrayed through, not only are they like puppets that they operated with a boom and motors inside to spin the wings, which actually I learned also doing behind the scenes research, they called the boom that they moved the puppets with the boom of doom.
Cool.
But so they're not only puppets, but they also used stop motion in a few scenes and even like cell animation, like 2D animation.
Oh, I didn't catch the cell animation.
Yeah, there's some cell animation when it's like a swarm of them. I think it shows a swarm of them in the distance and some of them start flying closer.
Sure, sure.
And it's like it's all cell animation, but you can kind of, if you look closely at it, you can see it looks very cartoony. And it just, yeah, it's very, that's cool to me to like, for a movie like this absolutely does not need stop motion. Like there's,
no.
It's stop motion is expensive and time consuming. And the fact that they had it in here clearly means there is a special effects guy who is like into this movie and like, you know, give it working harder than probably you needed to work.
Totally.
Which also, I guess at this point, I'm just like free associating, running through all my fun facts. But apparently, I read that the special effects artist who worked on this movie was not the first choice because the original special effects artist said that he was going out to buy a pack of cigarettes and then never came back.
Wait, that actually happened?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then they just got another guy to do it instead.
Oh man! Well, I have to commend the first guy that they hired on his ability to gut read how something's gonna turn out. Because this movie was bad, and also, I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I don't have a ton else to say about the mosquitoes from Mosquito. They were just huge mosquitoes.
Yeah, they're big mosquitoes. I mean, I have a few. I mean, the one scene in this movie that I thought was kind of a little scary. Not even scary, really, but you know, tension inducing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is which quickly turns just like, oh come on, is the scene where it's that couple camping and they're in the tent and you see just, it's like they're inside the tent and you see the woman's inside the tent and you see a silhouette of a mosquito just kind of like scuttling by, like silhouetted against the tent.
Yeah,
which I thought that was like, I was like, oh okay, it's gonna get cool. And then immediately after that, the giant mosquito comes in and starts putting its feelers on her hoo-ha and then it drinks blood out of her butt.
Yeah, I was watching that on a plane and I had to skip that part because I didn't really want people to see me like,
definitely. Well, what you missed is that it drinks blood out of her butt.
I when I skipped forward 30 seconds, it landed right where it was drinking blood out of her butt and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds funny, but I didn't watch it.
No, it wasn't funny. To me, I was like, oh, this is not right. I don't want to be watching this. It was not, it was not done well.
That
it's not
feels...
done in really a funny way.
No, okay. There's, there was something else about the mosquitoes. Oh, yeah, the egg sac scene. I mean, it fell in line with just like anytime there's egg sacs in any kind of movie like this, where it was just like, we found the egg sacs. And
yeah,
it's gross.
Clearly just like an alien reference thrown in, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
They go to a basement, they see a bunch of alien type mosquito eggs down there in this damp basement.
That was a criticism I had, is that that's not, mosquitoes do the larva thing first. And also there was a scene when the mosquitoes were just starting to be around. Like, so mosquito larvae are aquatic, and there was a scene where they're fishing. And he was fishing, and he was like, oh, you got a big one. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. They're going to have, like, a massive mosquito larva, like, fuck them up. Which I thought would have been sick, and that's not what happened. Just a mosquito flew in and stabbed them a bunch. But I think that there was a miss with this movie in not including giant mosquito larva, because I think that that could have been done successfully without really increasing any budget. And that would have made the monster cooler. Instead, they just hatched straight out of their egg pods into being mosquitoes.
Yeah. My other complaint, which I think this is another thing that I feel like should have been obvious, and I actually couldn't believe that it wasn't in here. And maybe this, I mean, we did a, I guess this is kind of similar to our episode on ticks, which I don't remember what number that was, but if you like blood sucking insects, you should check out the ticks episode too. But I could not believe that they, even though, you know, this is, this doesn't make, it wouldn't make any sense biologically, I could not believe they did not have a mosquito queen. That is a must have to me. And any movie that is about a swarm of mutated creatures, it has to end with one even bigger, even more mutated one. The fact that they did not do that was such a glaring flaw to me.
Yeah. And also, there was a central location that the egg pods were at.
Yeah, exactly. They, like, it's they literally are doing an alien ripoff. Now give me, like, the xenomorph queen of the mosquitoes.
Just put a little bit... Yeah, damn, that is a glaring, glaring hole. Because they could have made that cool. Just, like, had one mosquito that was different and grosser than... Because all the other mosquitoes were just straight-up mosquitoes, but big.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, I wouldn't like
even
that in real
one
life.
That was just, like, even bigger. Even if it wasn't, like, grosser. Even if it was just, like, way bigger, I would have been happy. I mean, I
the
wouldn't have liked
car.
The movie, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Just give me one really fucking big one. That's,
and then
that's,
they, and then they,
yeah.
they like, strap a propane tank to it. Like, they, you know, they have to come up with, like, a clever way to explode it from the inside or, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like that should be obvious. But again, I guess this movie did also, this was a very low budget movie. And they, I actually do have some stuff that I'll get into in a minute about, there was stuff they'd planned to be in the movie, but they had to cut from budget, but none of it is about what we're talking about. So we can still rag on them for that because they were never intending to put in a giant queen, which, or a big larva, which are both, I feel like would have been, so sick.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Another fun fact is that this movie stars Gunnar Hansen, who is played Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he's in this movie as the leader of these like kind of like hick dummies who I guess did a robbery or something. They robbed a bank or did they cut that? I can't remember.
I don't remember what they were doing, but they were like sinister hick dummies. Like they weren't like actually they were comic relief. Like they weren't actually yeah. scary, but like. They were,
I think they were on the run from the law, but they had guns and stuff, and they were like,
yeah. I mean, also when they encountered the good guys of the movie, they trick them.
Yeah,
they trick them, and they see that there's a girl, and he's like, look what I found. And, you know, they were like creepy. You know, they were like no yeah. good. Which is Sawyer family-ish to me.
Yeah. And Gunnar Hansen, they give him a chainsaw in this movie to fight off mosquitoes with. He picks up a chainsaw and he says, like, I haven't handled one of these in 20 years or something like that. And maybe in a better movie, I would like that. But here I'm like, shut up.
Just yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. It's tampering with the legacy of something so much bigger and something so much smaller that it feels like an insult.
I don't think that any movie ever would be able to justify that. That like line and scene, like just like Gunnar, if you're gonna put Gunnar Hansen in a movie, let him do his thing. Don't make him. I mean, maybe he likes it. I don't know, but I sure don't. Don't make him pick up a chainsaw and say some like stupid ass Fangoria core line. Whatever.
Maybe even give him a chainsaw, but just you don't need to have him say anything.
Exactly. Don't. Yeah, the line is like that's too much. But as for stuff that was originally supposed to be in this movie that didn't make it. The original screenplay was supposed to open with a huge like bank heist that goes wrong and has a shootout going on, which this is funny enough. So I guess a little sidebar here. I had already watched very recently another of this director's movies, Crocodile 2 Blood Swamp, when I watched this, and I was like, I wonder what else this guy who did Mosquito directed, and I looked it up, and was like, Crocodile 2 Blood Swamp, I just watched that, or Death Swamp, not Blood Swamp, and they have almost exactly the same plot line, but Crocodile 2 came after, so I think that he took this idea, from that he couldn't do a Mosquito, and then put it into Crocodile 2, because Crocodile 2 opens with a failed bank heist that turns into a shootout, and then those people go into a swamp and are attacked by giant crocodiles.
Well, I wonder that, like, that's sort of a lukewarm idea. I wonder why he held on to that.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's like, it's very interesting that, or maybe that's just like his thing that he likes. Cause I think they still like escaped from a bank heist in this version of the script, but they just, it doesn't show it at the beginning. But just a funny note about Crocodile 2 Death Swamp is that like one of the very first movie, very first lines of that movie is that it's during the bank heist. And one of the guys who's doing the heist points a gun at this woman. This is like maybe the second or third line of the movie. And he says, like, put your hands up and get on the ground or I'll fuck your ass.
Hell yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Jesus.
I thought this was a movie about crocodiles.
Yeah, it sounds like he had an ulterior motive for wanting that scene in there. You know, he really liked that idea.
Yeah, but anyway, back to Mosquito. Other stuff that was supposed to be in this movie, the mosquitoes were originally supposed to attack a military base instead of just like this town and swamp or whatever, and they're supposed to be like, you know, like an army fighting the mosquitoes. And then also the most significant thing is that originally it was supposed to be that when people were killed by the mosquitoes, their corpses would come back to life as like zombies.
That would have been cooler.
Yeah, but they apparently didn't like that idea because they thought it distracted too much from the mosquitoes, which I guess kind of makes sense, but also would have been cool. I don't know. If they turned into like mosquito zombies, that would, or like, you know, something. I'm sure there's something there, but the budget got like completely slashed also. So I think that was the main reason that this isn't really up to snuff. Sure. They really did not have as much money as they expected to.
Do you want to rate the mosquitoes for mosquitoes now or rate both of our monsters at the end?
I think we could rate it now. Why not?
All right.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go first or should I go
first?
Sure.
I think I'll probably give the mosquitoes from Mosquito. I think I will give them 2 proboscises out of 10 because I like the green slime that comes out and I really like the idea of how they're created.
I was going to give them 1 mosquito out of 10, but I think actually I'm going to copy you and your idea for the exact same reasons, just because that the opening scene had some, like, the opening scene was cool actually, and they had like,
I think it's a great premise. I genuinely think the premise is awesome.
I'm going to do 2 mosquitoes out of 10 also. And then next up, do you have any closing thoughts on the mosquitoes from Mosquito?
Oh, I do actually have 1 closing thought that I should mention, is that also the fact that there's no queen mosquito in this. So a gag that I really want to see now that I was thinking about while I was watching, I would love to see a movie that has a really giant mosquito. And you know how mosquitoes, everybody knows when they buzz around, they go like really high pitched, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to see a movie that has a really giant mosquito and it goes like,
yeah, that'd
and
be
it's
awesome.
Really deep and it's like really bassy. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great gag. And that's my final thought on Mosquito.
That would be a good gag, and also it would it'd be like a cool creature feature. You know, it would be a good feature of a creature.
That would be a good creature feature. All right, let's switch gears. Okay, everybody switch gears. Okay, switching gears time. All right, now that we've switched gears, it's time to talk about the second half of our Skeeter double feature. Referred to in equal frequency as both Mosquito Man and Mansquito, this 2005 sci-fi original movie directed by Hungarian horror director Tibor Takács, I'm sorry, there's no way I can pronounce that last name, features exactly what you would think and has the most awesomest poster I've ever seen for a movie about a man that is half mosquito. Mosquito Man was part of an upswing of sci-fi original monster movies that put the monster at the forefront of the marketing. Fine films such as Hammerhead, Snakehead Terror, Larva, or The Bone Snatcher were made by following 3 rules from producer Ray Canella, and this is true, these are the actual 3 rules that are imposed on these movies, which is 1, show the monster within 15 minutes. 2, put the monster in the title. And 3, a death every 8 minutes. Following these rules to a T and taking heavy influence from David Cronenberg's 1986 remake of The Fly, Mosquito Man / Mansquito was actually surprisingly solid in my opinion. So let's talk about the Mansquito.
Yeah, this monster is like substantially, it's a different monster than the mosquitoes from Mosquito. It is way cooler.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually got some really cool stuff going on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a movie, I guess, I didn't know about those three rules for the, like, sci-fi monster movies, the Sci-Fi Channel monster movies, before I started doing research on Mosquito Man, and it makes so much fucking sense, because that movie that I really like, Skeleton Man, is clearly also made under these exact same rules. And those are perfect rules. That is genius.
Yeah,
like, it makes all of these movies good.
Gives the people what they want, which
I know,
is monsters.
It's exactly what I want. A kill every 8 minutes is like actually genius. Like, most good horror movies, like, great horror movies, don't even do that. Which,
no.
they shouldn't necessarily need to. But if you're going to make one on a budget level like this, that is genius.
Totally. Also, having each kill being, like, you know, different and weird. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. It was a much better movie. So the basic idea, like, the most basic idea here is that a convict is being transported somewhere, and then he comes
to
in contact
a laboratory.
To a laboratory, and he comes in contact with radioactive mosquito larvae because they were doing tests on their genes or something. And he turns into a horrible creature. Well, but not right away, though. First, his arm turns into that, and he, like, gets home, and then his full transformation happens, and it's really cool, actually. He looks, you know, Elites from Halo?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a mosquito version of that, but during the transformation scene, I thought this was really cool because it also translates to what that piece is on Bugs, but the mandible splits in half and opens like a bug mandible.
Yeah, yeah, his mouth, his lower jaw is like a man. It's really cool. It's like a Shin Godzilla lower jaw.
It's super cool. It's super fucking sick. He has weird, like, you know, bug-like eyes all over his head, but they're also a little bit human. He's, like, sort of flesh-colored, but also kind of chitinous. And then also, one of my favorite touches on his head area, at least, is that he, like, still has his, like, he still has, like, front human teeth. Like, and a little, like, an impression of a nose. Like, you can see that there's a nose there, kind of. It's very, honestly, it's super horrific. I really, really like the design on this guy.
Yeah, he really looks like a fucking mistake of science. Like, they really do a great job of making him absolutely nasty.
Just an aberration.
I mean, more stuff about the head that I really like. He's got fucking, like, hairs and stuff, too, which is really nasty. Very, like, you know, very The Fly. But what I like about his eyes is his eyes are asymmetrical. On one side, he has, like, a compound eye, like a mosquito would. And on the other, he has, like, a collection of small, more human-looking eyes.
Oh, I didn't even fucking notice that. That is sick.
Yeah, he actually... And he also... His arms are asymmetrical as well, which I don't know if you noticed. And that's even nastier to me. He has the one that's, like, a... I don't know what that's called. Yeah, the fucking scythe talon-type insect arm. You know, whatever you would call that.
Yeah, everyone knows
other
what
one,
we're talking about.
He also kind of has that, but it also has fucking, like, fingers kind of splayed
bit. Is that on the same side as his slightly more human eyes?
I think it is. I'm looking now at a picture from the movie.
Okay, that's sick. Honestly, there was a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah, it is on the same side as his more human
eyes. That's interesting. So, the first part of him to change was that arm, so I feel like he turned mosquito from that side. Wow, it's like a splash, a horrible genetic splash effect. That's really cool.
Something else I really like about his design, visually, which I guess we'll just keep talking about the visual stuff for now, is that he's very hunchbacked. Like, he hunches his head is hunched forward, and then he's got this big hump on his back. That's, like, you know, and I just love that look, this, like, hunched monster thing, because it just immediate. I mean, as even if nothing else, obviously everything else about this design screams, like, monster, wrong, abomination. Like, that is such a great posture thing to just be like, oh, this thing is, like, fucked up and weird. And it's like
that, and it also is completely in line with mosquitoes. If you look at a mosquito, they have that exact thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He really looks like a mosquito, like, but he also looks badass and fucked up.
Yeah, he's got like, kind of, like, you can see rib cage stuff going on and weird like, kind of, like, I guess musculature kind of.
Yeah,
he's got kind of that generic gross monster suit body. Like, I would say most of the cool stuff in his design is going on with the head and arms.
Yeah, I agree.
But his back, yeah, I mean, his hunchback thing is like, it looks like just a carapace, and it's really nasty. And then,
He has holes, like, at the top of his hunchback, he has holes, presumably for breathing, right over his neck.
Yeah.
Which I think is also super nasty.
It is so, and he also, out of his mouth, his, like, fucked up mandible jaws, his, like, proboscis, like, protrudes and comes out. It can, like, go in and out.
Yeah.
And he just fucking stabs people. And he
slurps them dry.
Just gets them. Yeah. There's one scene also, where it's bipedal, I guess. I feel like that maybe is obvious, but also, who knows? There's one scene where it's standing in the shadows, and it just is surrounded by a swarm of, like, normal-sized mosquitoes, which I thought was so cool, but it's only in that, like, one shot. Like, I thought that was just gonna be a thing about him, was that he just was surrounded by mosquitoes. I think that would have been really cool.
That would have been a good
touch. Cool in the one scene that it happened in anyway, so.
Yeah, that actually would have been a really good touch, just like at least as like an ambient effect. They wouldn't have even needed to draw a lot of attention to it.
Yeah. What I like about his design too, about this like fucked up, about it's just like the way his body looks, is it looks kind of like, you know, it's a combination between a human skeleton and like a bug's exoskeleton, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's got these rib plates and rib type looking stuff and breastplate type stuff, like a sternum type deal, you know?
Totally.
And I think that makes a lot of sense for, you know, something that is it's stuck in a genetic thing between a human and a bug. Like, oh yeah, the exoskeleton is kind of the skeleton, you know?
Yeah, totally. No, he looks like both squishy and hard at the same time, which is a difficult look to accomplish, but they pull it off.
He also looks very slimy all the time, which I read, and I don't have a good source on this, but I did read that apparently they sprayed the costume with water all the time to keep it moist and looking really slimy.
I'm happy.
Which that's
they
the other
that.
Thing about it's almost there's some CGI stuff going on at some points, but it's a practical suit, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a physical, real monster that's walking around for most of the movie, which is very, very cool, and I love that. Another visual appearance thing is that partway through the movie, it like mutates further and it grows wings and it can kind of fly around. And I love that it flies really shakily and like kind of the way that a mosquito flies, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they're not very good at flying.
No, they don't seem like they are. I wonder if they're like doing it on purpose or if they're just like actually not good at flying. I don't know.
Mosquitoes? I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I really don't think they're good at flying. I think that's just not their main deal.
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious.
I mean, I feel like sometimes bugs are just like bad at doing stuff. Like cicadas, their like main form of defense is just that when they come out in mass, they come out in such mass that predators get full. Like that's their survival tactic, is that there's too many of them. Which, like, I feel like mosquitoes are similar, where it's just, like, a lot of them are going to get eaten, but they don't really have a lot of self-defense.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. But abilities of the mosquito man, I mean, main ability, it sucks blood through its proboscis, it likes to kill,
it's bulletproof.
It's bulletproof, it's got, like, armor plating, kind of. And also, mm-hmm. it can kind of, like, crawl on walls sometimes, it seems like a bug could.
Also, like, superhumanly strong.
Yeah. Yes, very strong. And then, this is not really an ability, but also, I guess I kind of want to explain it, kind of have to go through the plot a little more in detail. So, basically, this convict is being brought... So, I also like that it starts with like a world. It starts with like a this like it, there's like world building in this movie, which really doesn't need to be there. It's fun that there's there. There's this virus called the Gillen virus. There's a pandemic of it, and it's killing people. And they develop they develop these mosquitoes using like gene therapy or whatever. They breed a type of mosquito that is unable to carry the virus, and they're planning to release it into the wild just to eliminate, which is actually, that is a thing that scientists have actually talked about doing with real life mosquitoes to try and curb a lot of mosquito borne illness, which is fun that this is kind of like a ripped from the headlines thing.
Sure.
But they decide they need to test these new mutated mosquitoes by having them drink the blood of a person, and a convict volunteers to reduce his sentence, and that convict is this serial killer guy, and he escapes when he gets to the lab, and he shoots a bunch of people, and then they shoot at him, and it blows up this like reactor thing that's mutating the mosquitoes, and it gets mutated by the explosion. He's standing right next to it, but also there's this woman who works in the lab, and she's standing further away, and she also gets partially mutated by it.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a bride of Mosquito Man, which I always like when a monster has a built-in bride. That's a fun Frankenstein type deal to do.
Yeah, and the Mosquito Man a few times has interactions with her where it like the Mosquito Man is hostile to everything except for her.
Yeah, he wants to breed with her basically, which yeah. I have a great exchange that I wrote down that starts with a killer line. There's a line that any movie like this needs to include, which is, he's more mosquito than man by now.
I mean he is.
Yeah, the needs of his new body will drown out any part of the man that's left inside. What are you saying? Mosquitoes don't have emotions or motivations, Tom. They're simple creatures. Then what do they want? Two things, to feed and mate. He wants to mate, Tom. That's why he's looking for me. So yeah, Mosquito Man wants to mate with, it's that she's like the closest thing to a female, to a mosquito woman, even though she's not as mutated as him. So he wants to mate with her, and he is trying to get to her at like the hospital that she's in.
Because
she gets
like,
mutated. She doesn't really change visually all that much, but she does want to drink blood.
Towards the end, she changes a little bit more. She like they flatten her, like her nose gets like a little flattened, and like her skin, like, I don't know. She look like her skin looks kind of like hard a little
yeah.
bit, and then they get make her eyes red, like how mosquitoes like blood.
Exactly.
They change her up a little bit to make it seem like something's happening to her, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think with they didn't want to make the pretty girl protagonist be a horribly disfigured mosquito monster.
Yeah. And then also the way that the Mosquito Man eventually gets defeated is that he gets bug zapped, which I love. That's great.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that too. That you have to do like a classic mosquito killing way to kill them, I think.
Yeah, you know, like in Mosquito, like blowing up a house.
Yeah, exactly. That works.
Yeah.
The second when in Mosquito, sorry, we're going back for a second, but when they pulled out like the giant like insecticide fogger, I was like, ah, oh, this is gonna
that's
be
it.
Like
yeah.
that's the weapon, that's the foil. And then when it was just blowing up a house and like shotguns, I was like, okay, well, never mind. But yeah, no, Mosquito Man was better, and
yeah.
zapping him was cool.
Yeah, the monster was definitely better, and I would say the movie is better. Mosquito Man cuts a guy's head in half, he slices it in half, he stomps on another guy's head. It's like, it gets kind of gnarly. There's some good kills in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, you know, you really can't go wrong with show the monster within 15 minutes and kill every 8 minutes. I mean, that's a pretty much a perfect formula for this type of movie.
Well, and also that's a really good formula, especially if you've invested in the design of the monster. So like,
yeah.
And also I think that like you were saying that lore of why this is happening didn't necessarily need to be there. And I agree. It doesn't really need to, but like in my little nerd brain, like the part of my nerd brain that wants to get mad about anything in a movie, even if I'm basically signing up to be immersed in the logic of the movie, I still am looking for like, I'm still like a little annoying part of me is looking for holes to poke. And when the director or writer or whatever has already ahead of time thought of why this is happening a little bit harder. I like it. You know, I respect it.
No,
also,
it's definitely, it's a good move for sure. It's something that I wouldn't mean necessarily that didn't need to be there, but just like, I feel like you wouldn't normally see something that like that with
that,
this type
that
of
fleshed
thing.
Out.
Yeah.
But, no. Yeah. And I don't know. Also, I think, the formula you were talking about though, it works especially well when the monster is this cool. Cause like, I was like, I need to see more monster.
Yeah, I want to see what it does next.
Every time I saw him, it was a delight.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Mansquito. Mosquito Man Mansquito. You know, I guess we could wrap up Mansquito, because I also want to talk a little bit about real life mosquitoes, and
yeah,
then maybe
definitely.
We can compare and contrast some stuff. So I think ratings wise for Mansquito, I'm gonna go ahead and give 7 horrible human eyes distributed on one side of its face.
I'm going to do 8 split mandibles out of 10. I really like this design.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And it also, like, you know, it is like a ripoff of the Fly. But it's clearly the idea of the monster and kind of some of the themes of like romance and like whatever are still in here, but it really isn't like, it's not like a knockoff of the Fly beyond the monster, really.
No,
it's kind
totally.
Of its own thing. It's kind of just a monster movie, which I like. I'm glad that it wasn't trying to pull anything like crazy off with it.
But no, it wasn't. It was just like, look at our cool monster. And I was like,
anyway.
Yeah. I was like, yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I have some fun facts about mosquitoes that I would like to impart on you.
I would love to hear
them. Like, how a mosquito bites work, how they bite you and suck your blood is actually really crazy. So something that both of these movies had is that the proboscis like unsheathes when they use it, right? It has like this like protective layer that slides down. And I was like, I wonder if that's real. It turns out that is real. So the mouth parts of the mosquito, it has 6 distinct kind of mouth parts that all are on this needle shaped proboscis, and it's protected by a sheath called the labium. When they land on you and they go to bite, it slides up, but it doesn't kind of slide up like it does in this movie. What it does is it slides up and it kind of bends. So there's like the straight of these quote unquote needles, and then it folds up. The labium folds up above it. And so the needle parts are called stylets. And the first two parts are called maxillae. And they have little like kind of teeth on them. And these are used, they saw through the skin. They make the hole.
Okay.
And they're really, really sharp. So you pretty much don't feel it. Which you may know if you've been bitten by a mosquito. You don't feel them really biting you at first. And then another set of these stylets are the mandibles. These hold open the hole while the mosquito is at work. And then there are 2 more. One is called the labrum or the labrum. I don't actually know. And it's a sharp-tipped needle that goes into the hole, and it probes around for a blood vessel, and then it pierces into it. And there's another mouth part called the hypopharynx, which layers over it, which turns the gutter-shaped labrum needle into a straw, basically, that allows it to drink the blood. And what
it's like the cover for the straw, kind of?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
And what the hypopharynx also does is it drips the mosquito saliva into the wound. And what the saliva of the mosquito does is it has anticoagulant chemicals similar to, you know, we were talking about ticks in the ticks episode.
Yeah.
But this
totally.
Is chemicals to keep the blood flowing. And then there's also, I guess I was reading, they don't know exactly what's going on. There's still research going on, but there is some kind of anti-immune stuff going on, just like with a tick, where it's manipulating our immune system in some way or another. But also the saliva of the mosquito is, of course, what carries or can carry pathogens like malaria or Zika or whatever the hell. They picked up somewhere, and which they're not, you know, purposely dropping into us, but it's just something that is evolutionarily adapted to be the perfect way to transmit these diseases that want to thrive in human blood. And yeah, that's how it works. I mean, it's cool. I mean, obviously when you think about it, you're like, okay, it's probably not just like a needle that pokes into me and then drinks the blood. It makes sense. There would be a lot of parts at work there.
Yeah, totally.
But it's fun to read about them and learn what they are.
I mean, if you're looking at like a diagram of what's going on, there's like, honestly, like I have some respect for it. It's like, that's a much more intricate interesting system than just like a straw.
Yeah.
You know, it's very cool.
It's really cool. Yeah.
To be honest, like mosquitoes have never, this is not going to be a popular sentence. I don't love mosquitoes, but like mosquitoes have never really bothered me a ton. I live in Minnesota and we get a lot of mosquitoes, but at my cabin, they're just everywhere. And they do bug me when they swarm in like insane amounts, but like, I don't know. They take a little bit of blood. You don't really notice. It's sort of like not like, until you get life and like life changingly sick from a random bite, it isn't really much of an inconvenience.
Yeah. Well, some people, I mean, including my younger sibling, this happens to, some people are just like really just have, I mean, obviously when you get a mosquito bite, you get a little itchy bump, but, you can get like really severe allergic reactions from mosquito bites. Like some people are very allergic. Like my sibling's like arm would swell up if they got a bite on their arm and such.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And different.
I wouldn't like
different,
that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the interesting thing about mosquitoes. What I learned is like, I guess, so they also like seek out different types of people. Like they like pregnant, they like to drink blood from pregnant women. They like
also people
type O blood. They
people
like
heavy a lot of
breathers.
Dairy.
Yeah. There's like all these different factors that they like. And they like select their host, and also just some people are affected differently by their bites. And actually there's a really severe, like the most severe form of allergic reaction from mosquito bite is scientifically called Skeeter syndrome, which I thought was funny.
That's amazing.
but yeah, mosquitoes can range. I mean, just based on who you are, it was just crazy, you know, how much they bother you.
They don't really seem to pick me out in a crowd. They seem to not like my taste very much. And also, I don't really react to the bites very much. So I think it's easy for me to say that they're not a big deal. But I think if they were always just like trying to specifically get me, and also I got itchy from it, I wouldn't
like
it.
That was what happened to my sibling, which like, yeah, that shit is crazy. I'm really glad that I get some pretty nasty mosquito bites. Like, I'm definitely kind of allergic to them, but nothing like that. Like, I would not want to ever go outside.
I have a mosquito story that I want to tell really quickly about why I think I don't really react to mosquitoes. I don't know if this is actually scientifically what happened, but it makes sense to me. When I was like 9, I was on a camping trip out in the Boundary Waters, and I had been holding my shit because I didn't want to shit in the woods. And then but we were in the canoe and I was like, okay, it's over. I have to shit. And so I made my dad pull the canoe over to like a spot that was not a trail or anything. It was just like woods. Yeah. And I like stumbled in there to take a shit and I got covered in mosquitoes. Like, I'm not exaggerating when it was like probably like a mosquito every like 2 or 3 square inches of my body. But I also had to shit really bad. So at first I was like trying to swat them off. But at a certain point, like when I was shitting out in the woods, I was like, all right, I guess like I can't swat them all off. There's just too many. It like, so I just like stood still and let them do their thing while I did my thing. And then I swelled up kind of after that. Like, you know, I got covered in like hundreds of mosquito bites. And then, and it was itchy for like a week after that, I'd like never seem to really react to mosquito bites again.
Damn. They didn't like your poop.
They were like, this guy's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like poop. That's one thing about them. Mm-hmm. That's actually scientifically true. They hate poop and people who are pooping.
Mm-hmm. And people named Kai.
Yeah. A few more like fun stuff about real mosquitoes. They can like, they can do this thing where they can delay their development. It's a thing called diapause, where, you know, if they lay eggs and, or if they're larva and they're in like really cold temperatures where mosquitoes do not usually thrive, like if it's winter, they can just like delay their development and just not pupate until they want to, or until it's like makes sense for them to do so, which is cool. That's just the thing some animals can do.
Humans can do
cool.
That kind of like staying at your parents' house way too late in your development. Like,
yeah,
you're 25 and you live at home, you know, not disparaging here, but
it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to get, there's not the life cycle, as I know, you can pretty much guess what it is. I mean, there's a larva, a pupa, There's an egg, a larva, a pupa, and an adult, and I think you can pretty much guess what's going on there. But again, also not all mosquitoes drink blood. And of course, the ones that do drink blood, only the females drink blood. Males don't. Males usually drink nectar or plant juices. And
wow, that sounds a lot yummier to me. Maybe I'm just a boy.
Some species of mosquitoes, both male and female, both just drink like nectar and whatever.
Sure.
They don't. There's no blood drinking going on at all.
Do those look the same?
I mean, all mosquitoes, I think, look slightly different because they're different species.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on with the proboscis-wise, though. I don't know if the mouth parts are the same or not. I would imagine they're the same because they're still drinking juices out of plants. So I'd imagine they're at least partially the same. But sure. I would also imagine they don't really need anticoagulants, probably. But I have no idea. I'm just guessing there. But the reason that female mosquitoes drink blood is the blood contains protein that they can use to lay their eggs. And it's pretty cool, you know, that you can see their abdomens or whatever fill up with blood as they drink it, as they get full. And even something they'll do is they will expel just fluid parts of the blood and leave the protein. If they drink too much blood, they'll leave like little red liquidy drops behind that don't have the nutrients in them. They're kind of like they're peeing on you. They're peeing blood onto you.
That's sick. Have you ever popped a mosquito by like trying to push blood into it while it's sucking?
No.
Oh. You can, like, if a mosquito's latched on real good and it's sucking, you can, like, try to, like, pinch, like, the meat around your skin to, like, just, like, push blood into it. And eventually they burst.
That is cool. I feel like I've heard about that before, but I assumed that whoever was telling me that was making it up. I think I was probably a kid when I heard that.
I've never seen it, so maybe someone was making it up. I was just saying it like facts, but I've had friends say claim to have done it.
It seems like it would make sense.
Yeah.
But the mosquito stomach, the abdomen, I should say, can hold up to 3 times its own weight in blood. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
That's a lot of blood. And then I guess I was talking about not all them drink blood, but the ones that do drink blood, not all of them drink from humans. They each have kind of different types of hosts they like to choose, but based on conditions, you know, if their favorite host isn't around, they'll drink from other stuff. But they drink from pretty much everything. I mean, there are mosquitoes that drink from monkeys. There's some that drink from birds. They feed on reptiles, like different mammals, birds, amphibians, and some of them even will drink blood in adverse conditions. They'll drink blood from like other insects, like caterpillars or mantises.
Oh, shit.
And mosquitoes have even been known to drink blood from fishes. If any fish expose themselves above the water level, mosquitoes will drink blood from them. So they can basically just drink. They will just drink, based on the species, they can drink whatever blood, which
they
is
are,
crazy to me.
They're bloodthirsty little guys.
Yeah. And then the last thing I want to say about real life mosquitoes is there's some really cool folkloric stuff going on around the mosquito. People in Siberia. There's the myth of how the mosquito came to be, an Ostiak myth, is there was a man-eating giant named Puneguse, who was killed, and then he won't die. He won't stay dead. They have to keep killing him. And eventually they burn the giant, the hero burns the giant, but the ashes of this man-eating giant mosquitoes.
And that's so fucking sick.
Yeah, there's also similar myths, other groups of people in Russia and Siberia have other myths about mosquitoes arising from ashes or pieces of a giant creature or a demon or something. And also, Native North American myth, there are some stories of mosquitoes, they come from, if you burn the body of a man eater, those ashes turn into
that
mosquitoes.
Is such a cool fucking idea. Like, because also the way that mosquitoes move, like, mosquitoes are small enough and move kind of floatily and clumsily enough to be mistaken for ashes. And the idea that those are the ashes of a cannibal or a demon is, like, makes sense and is awesome. I've never considered that. That is cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I really loved that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I guess it's, again, one of those things. I feel like we said the exact same thing about ticks, but knowing how cool the actual mechanics of a mosquito drinking blood is, it would be great to see that blown up in a big, in a macroscopic way, you know?
Yeah,
in a,
no, in a like large... just having it use its like razor things to like slice someone and then like, yeah, totally.
Like, I get that it's like scientific, and people, if that you put that in your movie, it's like people would be more likely to be like, what the fuck is this? That's not how a mosquito works.
Yeah, mosquito sucks you like a soda pop.
Yeah, but it would still be cool to see, and it's something that I hope somebody does someday.
Yeah.
But I think, hey, real mosquitoes, as I've said it before, every creature on God's green earth gets a 10 from me.
Yeah.
I think every animal is really cool. Mosquitoes are definitely annoying, though. I'm not a fan of them.
I'm also going to give mosquitoes 10 real-life animals points out of 10, just because, you know, the intricacies of the natural world will always beat out...
Absolutely. Any clown trying to come up with a cool monster idea or whatever. But I guess that wraps it up for Skeeter Double Feature, the Mosquitoes from Mosquito and the Mosquito Man / Mansquito from Mosquito Man / Mansquito.
Yeah, I think that does wrap it up.
There was another movie about mosquitoes called Skeeters that I was thinking maybe I would try and watch too, but I was like, oh, I can't put myself through another one of these.
Well, there was also one in 2013 called Mosquito Man that was different. Did
oh,
you hear
really?
About that one?
No, I
yeah.
didn't.
I'll read the thing real quick.
Okay,
but
let's
it's just,
hear it.
Down on his luck and unlikely hero, Jim Crawley, is having the worst day of his miserable life. He decides to end it all and even fails at that. An improbable event changes everything and he becomes half man, half creature. So that's 2013 Mosquito Man.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll do a Mosquito Double Feature Part 2 someday with that and Skeeters.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the mosquitoes. I had a lot of fun sucking all the blood out of this concept.
Yeah, totally.
And leaving maybe some nasty diseases in its place.
And some of your saliva.
And some of my saliva, which contains different chemicals that do different things.
Yeah, I enjoyed sucking this concept dry, leaving nothing but a desiccated like carcass.
Yeah, I guess my last question I have before we spin the wheel is who would win?
Well,
mosquitoes,
I mean,
or mansquito.
I think that really depends on how many mosquitoes, because if it was just 1v1, there's just no question.
Yeah,
but is it endless mosquitoes from...
I guess maybe let's say the amount of mosquitoes that they're fighting when they're at that... Like, if Mansquito was stuck in the house, is he getting out of there?
I don't know.
I feel like he maybe wins because he has the armor plating.
Yeah, I think that it all depends on whether or not they can really pierce him.
Yeah, maybe if they get into his mouth or into one of his fleshier parts in his like shoulder ditch or whatever.
Yeah, ugh.
In his collarbone area.
In his like breathy thing above his.
Yeah.
Ew, that would suck for him. Yeah, I don't know. I think that one's a toss up for me.
Yeah, I think it could go either way. I think it vastly depends on the situation of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'm rooting for Mosquito Man.
I am too. I think Mosquito Man would win if he had a flamethrower though.
He would look cool as fuck with one.
He would look fucking awesome.
If Mosquito Man, it would be cool if Mosquito Man used weapons as Mosquito Man a little bit.
Yeah. Like a mosquito weapon?
I don't know. I guess actually it'd be lame if he pulled out a pistol.
I think it would be a really good, if that was like the last thing he did.
Yeah. I don't know, a character drops a gun and he scrambles and grabs it and starts shooting at them.
Bang, bang, bang. That yeah. would be really good, actually.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Should we spin the wheel?
Let's spin the wheel of Mosquito to see
Let's
what mosquito
it.
We're going to cover next week on Mosquito Crazy. Okay, and I'm spinning it a now. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Oh, what's it going to be?
Gimme.
Okay, well, we already did that. I'm spinning it again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm spinning
what's
it again.
Gonna be again? What's it going to be?
What's it gonna be? Hagfish.
Real
animal hagfish.
All right, I love real animal ones.
Yeah, hey, that's hagfish. Catch you on the flip side. Yeah, the flip side of my thorax.
Hagfish are also nasty. I like hagfish.
Yeah. All right. Peace.
Well, bye, everybody.